Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
I think I was subconsciously trying to do the sting then. When I said that, it came out real weird out of my mouth. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm really happy to be back doing this in the studio. It's cool.
It's very nice. It feels very good to have everybody back at
BFM.
Hey, what are we talking about today? What's the theatre world up to at the moment?
Well, first, I want to talk about A Streetcar Named Desire, the 1947 Tennessee Williams play, because this is the latest edition in National Theatre's lineup of all of the great plays that they're putting on their YouTube. Content warning, it's pretty grim. There's some sexual assault and some other awful things. It's a classic, however, if you want to get around it. And also, I don't know, have you guys seen Sex Education?
Oh, no, I haven't watched it yet, but
I know where you're going with this. Is this Gillian Anderson?
Yeah. She plays the faded Southern belle Blanche Dubois. And she was the mum from Sex Education, and she's really, really good.
And she's
good.
in this.
She's also X-Files, and what's that, the crime drama where she plays the cop and she does a lot of, like, sighing, and it's what Fetch the Bolt Cutters is named after.
Really?
Someone help me here.
Oh, Sarah, I don't know it.
Do you know what that show is?
That show? The Fall.
Oh, yeah,
thank
I haven't
you.
Seen that.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Have heard, haven't seen.
She's a legend.
Anyway, this is the 2014 production, and as you know, I really like a good set, and in this one, the entire set revolves almost constantly during the runtime.
That's amazing.
Like, spins
around. Like, I guess... Well, I don't know. I guess it would sort of
move.
I just hit the mic. trying to show a revolution. But it was interpreted at the time that it was shown in 2014 as sort of like the let me read this quote here: the manifestation of tragic anti-heroine, or whatever the hell she is, Blanche's wandering, disintegrating state of mind.
So I just want to get a National Theatre thing straight. Are they putting on YouTube videos of old plays? So not plays that they're obviously making at the moment.
No.
If that's a stupid question.
No, not at all.
So they've got these recordings and they're putting them all up on their YouTube.
Yeah, because...
That's cool.
Yeah, because they're so good, they often filmed their plays to just show them at movie theatres. That's how I saw a couple of them in the past, and now they're just putting them on YouTube for free so we all can enjoy them.
Yes.
But that is actually very awesome.
It is really awesome. Because as you say, it's like the National Theatre is a bit of a cultural institution, and they put on some incredible things, and you get all these extremely famous actors.
Mm.
And, you know, we don't necessarily always have access to that in New Zealand except via the movie theatre.
Well,
so now it's very awesome.
I mean, even people in the UK who maybe can't normally afford to go.
Exactly.
Totally.
It's pretty expensive to
it
go
is.
And watch
yeah.
the old National Theatre. I'm definitely going to watch this one because I remember doing this play at school. We didn't perform it.
Wait, you did this play
at
school?
No, but we read it in English. I remember it. It is very tragic, but it is also a beautiful play.
Yeah.
But also I love Gillian Anderson.
I love also Vanessa Kirby, who plays Princess Margaret in The Crown.
She
plays Stella. So
fantastic.
It looks pretty good, and it's the National Theatre, so you know it's sort of in safe hands for such a classic play.
I've got to say thank you to the BFM Hive Mind for all of the texts that just say The Fall.
Oh, God.
When you're just like, why can't I remember the name of that thing? That
awesome.
Sounds great. So that's going to be up this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's already up.
Awesome.
So
cool.
As soon as the segment's over, you can jump.
Well, no,
probably
after the breakfast show.
Oh, indeed. Actually, it's probably a bit grim for a morning viewing.
But at some point, if you're feeling
at
up to
point,
it.
At some point, yeah. You've got a week.
You've got a week to watch it. What else is going on, Zoe?
It's sort of quite a classic lineup this week. I just kind of want to remind everybody about Auckland Theatre Company's The Seagull.
Awesome.
Because they're doing that classic Chekhov play. And I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago before it started, but what's happening is that they're just performing it every week in 30-minute chunks.
Mm.
So you've still got two more weeks. I don't know how viable it is to jump in, but if you've got a... Why are you smiling like that,
so
Tess?
My flatmate's in this.
Oh, really?
So one of the bubbles that of this play is my flatmate.
It's your
flat. So I've been able to... see him like running around the house filming this.
Oh, that's so
cool.
And
it's been entertaining to
That's
say that.
That's super cool. That's really cool.
Maybe yeah. you'll see Tess in the background if you tune in.
No, you won't.
But yeah, so that's there are two more segments of that, and it's sort of worth tuning in just to support Auckland Theatre. But yeah, it's a classic play, and why I think it's interesting it being done in this setting, like all over Zoom, is because at the time it was written, it was really the first play of its kind in terms of like modernist theatre, just sort of a window into a life rather than like spectacle and flames. And, I don't know.
What is theatre without the flames, you know?
Nothing. But this one is good.
This one is really good.
And it's sort of like a modernist then being interpreted into the today's modern condition.
The fantastic.
Yeah, and you can see that for free at 7 p.m. on ATC's Facebook or their YouTube.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
And then if you want something lighter and maybe a little bit cheese, The Sound of Music is on. Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical classic. I think it's on the same YouTube. I don't think. It is on the same YouTube channel that Andrew Lloyd Webber was putting all his on.
Oh, wow.
I have to confess, I've never seen The Sound of Music play or film.
How?
I don't know. It just was not something I wanted to watch growing up.
Okay, fair.
But I think I should watch it. You can't judge when you haven't seen it.
I love the bit where they make the outfits curtains. Yeah, it's not really a spoiler.
Okay, cool.
They make outfits out of curtains and then they go frolicking in the hills.
I know.
Iconic.
It's so nice.
Maybe I'll watch that this weekend.
But yeah, Carrie Underwood, that American country singer, she plays Maria Von Trapp. I know.
Crossover episode, I didn't know we needed.
Such a way to get other audiences.
Where is this one on?
This is on The Shows Must Go On! ! Their YouTube channel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So where are they based? Are they...
I guess it's an American
well.
Production. American. Oh, just yeah. basing
also another big production.
Yeah, big production. Carrie Underwood's in it if you like her.
If you like some country.
Yeah. But it's based, I just discovered in the lounge just before, the real life Von Trapp family singers. I didn't know that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a true story.
Okay. Like,
in Austria and in the mountains and the singing and the curtains.
The puppets and what are they? The shepherds? No, the goat herds.
Did you say puppets first?
Yeah, you know they have that bit with the puppets.
They do. Oh, the three lonely goat herds.
Do you want to know an extremely embarrassing thing about me from when I was in primary school was that me and my friends, I was about 8 at the time, me and my friends did the puppet show from The Sound of Music in our school talent quest.
Oh, Rachel.
And we had glow-in-the-dark paint on the puppets. And we got robbed of our title because...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got robbed of your puppets. I was going to say, who on earth would steal
those? We got robbed of our title because obviously that's a winning production you've got there.
Oh.
Because one of the teachers didn't turn on the black lights, so the puppets didn't glow.
Oh, no.
Gutted. Absolutely gutted.
That sucks.
There's
you can
a window
do it again
my...
and I'll talk about it on stage direction. Do a little live...
Maybe not. Maybe not. Hey, Zoe, those sound fantastic.
Yeah, that stage
Heaps
direction.
Going on there. Thank you very much for that.
That's all right. It's really nice to be back.
Oh, it's so good to have you back. So good to have everyone back.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
We're actually going to lean into the Gillian Anderson